Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar and your own altar daily. Let it be God's first as we wake up. After receiving Turning Point ministration, pray more on your own. Then forward the day's ministration to your contact and encourage them to register directly in our through our links. Welcome to Wednesday, the 23rd day in April, 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. In the Bible and in the Jewish calendar, the 23rd day is the turning point for Jews when hope and justice were restored back to them. If you have time, listeners, read Esther chapter 8, verse 9, and 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 10. On the 23rd day, he sent the people away to their tent, joyful and glad of heart for the goodness the Lord has shown to his people. So day 23 is for joy, gladness, and goodness of God. I pray with this understanding. May this day be your day of joy, gladness, and goodness. You will have a major reason to give thanksgiving to God, to give thanks to God this day. I prophesy major goodness, a favorable shift in position, a decision that will be taken in your favor. I don't know who this person is, your name, your son or daughter's name, your application, your paper or proposal, or your tender shall be approved. Watch your mailbox, SMS or chat. A congratulatory message will come for you very soon. Joseph, David, Mordecai, Esther, and Ruth, none of them ever thought that good news will come for them the day it came. Their elevation came to them as a surprise. Then I prophesy, your promotion, employment letter, marriage proposal, conception, visa application, citizenship, green card, indefinite stay, and work permit, the sales of your goods, products, properties, and services. What else can I mention? A landmark miracle or surprise shall happen for you in few days. Who is this? You have no money to meet that need before you. You have some money, but not enough to meet this particular need. God asked me to tell you, he's about to surprise you. More than enough will come in soon. Who is this? You are afraid. Fear grips your heart when you remember that issue. And you, for no known reason, you are just afraid. Both of you, lay your right hand on your heart and let me pray. Receive this. Your fears will not happen. Your fears will not happen. God has taken over on that matter and that issue. Be at peace. Say to yourself, be at peace, my heart. God is in control. Yes, he is in control. Testimony will follow this prayer. April 23, celebrant your birthday prayers. May your birthday be blessed. Before this time next year, you will be marking this day a special day at a different level. God and people will bless you with precious gifts and money this day. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's take on some issues and use them for knowledge and wisdom acquisition this day. First issue, good morning, my indefatigable daddy. Clarify this for me, sir. I knelt down to pray. Suddenly, I had a stomach upset. I went to the restroom to ease myself. I continued with my worship singing while in the restroom. When I came out, I knelt down to continue in my prayers. But my husband now said, I have lost the presence of God that time when I stood up. Sir, is that true, daddy? Wow, that's not true. What does he expect of you? He does not expect you to go and answer the nation's call. Even in the restroom, you were still in your worship mode. You did not lose God's presence. Maybe he was just pulling your leg. And if indeed he meant it, then that is not right. God answers prayers, even when we pray it in the toilet or restroom. Next, good day. Ever available daddy. I am in support of your counsel to that woman that her husband insisted on her taking off. She should maintain her stand. I pity the congregation that the so-called pastor is pastoring. More anointing, sir. Wow, I pity that congregation as well. Next, our loving daddy, thanks for your prayers and insightful teachings on the reply for changing to another Psalms. After 2 or 3 weeks, this our scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. More anointing, sir. Wow, yes, you are right. I had a slip of tongue that day to say 1 Timothy 3:16. It is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for reproof and doctrine. You are right. It is 2 Timothy 3:16. Thank you so much. Next, I have a contribution to the sight impaired person discussed on Saturday. That lady said she suddenly became blind, and the doctor said there is no cure. So she's unable to walk and make contribution to the running of her home to assist the husband. Please let her contact the Federal Nigerian Society for the Blind in Oshodi, Lagos. The organization has been established to cater for people who were not born blind but became blind somewhere along their life's journey. They counsel, train, and empower them. Wow. Thank you for this piece of information. Let the person concerned take advantage of this information. Next, good morning, our Father in the Lord. Your anointing will not run dry. Sir, on Thursday, the 16th of April, you prayed for debt, forgiveness, and cancellation, and you asked that we stand on the currency of our choice. But you did not tell us what to do with the money after the prayers. Thank you, sir. Wow. And if I did not go further than that, then take your money and spend it. That was how far I received it that day. There was a day I said, take the money and sow it as a seed to someone. That was how that one came. So spend the money the way you wished. Next time, if further instruction was given, I will say it. Then we will comply. Next, sir, I have been in a church for about 5 years now. We are few in number. Spiritually, we are doing well. But financially, there is nothing to write home about. But we sow and give always. I want to leave the church because I'm still single in my late 40s. But the church members are not happy with me. What should I do, sir? Wow. Some of the things you said here are contradictory. You said the church is doing well spiritually, but financially, nothing to write home about. That looks contradictory to me. The pastor over the church is on the driver's seat in driving division. He's the pilot in the aircraft, so to say. In Revelation, the letters to the seven churches that John the Beloved saw on the island of Patmos, he called them the angel of the church. Read Revelation chapter 2 and 3, where he said, to the angel of the church of Ephesus, angel of the church of Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Laodicea, and so on, the church head were referred to there as angels over the churches. So as a member, you can't do much to grow the church if the chief driver has no vision of fire to grow the church. If you are okay spiritually, then the church should grow. If the church grows, resources will grow with the church. That is how it flows. I don't like asking people to leave their churches. But where you are suffocating, no growth, no development, you will be affected. Wisdom demands that you locate yourself in a thriving atmosphere spiritually. That was why I took us to the seven churches in Asia Minor in the book of Revelation. Head pastors are God's angels over the churches. Any pastor that lack fire and lack the church growth, grace, and zeal, his members will also suffer because they will be like him and the church. I am sorry if some pastors will not be happy with me with this counsel, but instead of being angry with me, no, be challenged. pay the price for growth, both spiritual and numerical growth. You will grow, and resources, human resources, material resources, and financial resources will also grow with the church. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. As announced yesterday, today is the prayer mantle in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the prayer mantle in our Lagos Center, Allen Avenue, right on the main road there, Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, Ikeja. Also, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, and Port Harcourt Centers. Two services we hold as usual tomorrow in all these centers, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus on the prayer mountain this week, both in Abuja and other centers, is, oh Lord, light me up. Put visibility on me and everything around me. Come with a torchlight for prophetic prayer action. Get ready for April 30 to May 1, crossover vigil. 30 minutes crossover vigil at the end of every month. Wednesday, April 30, 10 minutes to 12, to May 1, 12 to 12:20 a.m. Just 30 minutes is a time of thanksgiving to God, praise, the word, prayer, and sacrifice. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. Six things we will do as long as we live: praising God, praying to God, paying our tithe, sowing seed, soul winning, and living a holy life before God. Do them with joy, cheerfully. Don't let it be difficult for you to do any of these five things. The God that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I pray for you intensely. Each time we receive the alert of your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, and your seed, any of the seed, God will be widening your territory, opening your heaven, backing you up with his presence. All the prayers we daily pray here shall become testimonies for you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.